Joining us right now is Dr. Joe Gerald from the University of Arizona. Dr. Gerald, first of all, thanks for coming on the show. But you were quoted in a story of saying you are concerned about the possibility of a fourth wave.
Yes, that's true. I think right now it's something that we need to consider, but the short-term outlook is actually very favorable. I'm optimistic that we're going to see improving conditions through the end of this month.
So, but what are the factors that you believe are leading to that? And if Governor Ducey is going to put kids back in school, do you believe that that's adding to or contributing factor to the possibility of a fourth wave? Or do you think it's a good idea that kids are heading back to school?
You know, I think in general, when I look at Governor Ducey's recommendations and compare those to the CDC, there's actually a really good bit of alignment between the two. And so I think if we make the assumption that conditions are going to continue to improve, then I see that his plan poses little risk. You know, I think if for some reason conditions were to get worse and we were actually to go back to a third or fourth wave, then his plan might pose a bit of additional risk over the CDC. But, you know, right now, I think what he's outlined is reasonable.
Well, the CDC has been saying for a while now that kids are safer in school. Do you think the governor should have done it sooner?
You know, I think the challenge, of course, is, you know, our goal is to try to weigh the benefits of in-person instruction to the students themselves, which is counterbalanced against the risk to the community. One of the strange things is that two things that seem contradictory are both true. The first is that classrooms are a safe environment. There's very little transmission from students to students or students to teachers. However, at the same time, one of our more effective public health interventions during this crisis has been to close schools. And so both of those are true. The reason for that is we can look at what happened at the University of Arizona when instruction resumed in fall of 2020. We had very little in-person instruction, but at the same time, our case rates on campus exploded. And the reason is all of the things that happen outside of the classroom. And so when I think about restarting schools, the classroom is a safe space, but what we have to worry about is all the things that go along, all the social interactions that go along with getting kids to school, getting them back home again, feeding them, things of that nature.
Okay, well, let's shift gears then. But speaking about social interactions, the state of Texas, state of Mississippi now are ending restrictions. Do you see that as an okay thing? If our governor were to do that, would you agree with that stance of getting rid of the mask? Well, we don't have a mask mandate statewide, but ending a lot of the restrictions.
Absolutely not. I think with regard to face masks particularly, what we've learned through this outbreak is that face masks should come on first and come off last. And so they should be the first thing that we do and the last thing that we take away. And so we're still, I think, many months away from it being reasonable to remove the face mask mandates because they're so easy for individuals to follow, pose so little risk and cost that the risk-benefit ratio far outweighs keeping policies like that than eliminating them.
So the numbers continue to improve here in Arizona, and we are seeing more and more people being vaccinated with the J&J vaccine coming. The president says we may have enough vaccine to inoculate every adult by May or the end of May. What leads you to the trend? What model was it that said we could be in for a fourth wave in Arizona, and what do we have to do to avoid it?
Right. And so a fourth wave in Arizona could happen under two conditions, really. And so one is there still remains a large number of Arizonans who remain susceptible to the virus. They've neither had the infection, recovered, nor been vaccinated. Many of these individuals are continuing to shelter in place and strictly follow the mitigation recommendations. If they were to come out and rejoin the community and engage in high-risk activities, that could spark a resurgence of transmission. The other thing that we have to worry about, I think, in the more distant future is if one of the variants of the virus that's more transmissible takes a big foothold here in Arizona, or even a worst-case scenario would be a variant that has the ability to escape the natural immune response or the vaccine immune response. Right now, I think both of those situations are looking unlikely. I think, again, for me, the short-term future is pretty optimistic here in Arizona.
Yeah, and everybody seems to be moving in the right direction. Now, with spring training, do you think that with the people that are coming, the snowbirds that come, does that add another level of risk when you're having people that are only part-time residents in Arizona?
So that was certainly a concern with this fall outbreak, because the snowbirds really come back in the late fall, and the there are two challenges with that. One, it just increases the number of Arizonans that are here, but the other is these Arizonans are at greatest risk, and so when they're infected, they're much more likely to show up in our emergency departments and hospitals, and unfortunately be more likely to die, and so it places a greater strain on our healthcare system, more so than it facilitates transmission.
Well, Doctor, we appreciate the time this morning. You know, obviously, I keep seeing things as a positive moving forward, but I guess it's always a good idea to make sure you're at least being diligent and the possibilities out there that it could go the other direction.
Absolutely. I think it's still important to wear your masks, to stay distance from others, practice good hand hygiene, and avoid high-risk encounters. I think that's going to be true through the end of May. If we reach our vaccination goals, then I think we can likely see a return to normal behaviors sometime this summer. And so we just need to hang on for literally a few weeks longer and allow the remaining Arizonans who want to be vaccinated that opportunity.
Sound advice. Thanks again, Doctor.
You're welcome.